This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, February 4th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The most recent United Nations report on North Korea reveals that the atheistic totalitarian dictatorship delights in torturing prisoners of conscience, especially Christians, reports International Christian Concern. Christians are, quote, systematically imprisoned without due process and are subjected to harsh treatment for exercising basic human rights, end quote. In addition, pregnant Christian prisoners are forced to perform hard labor and subjected to forced abortions. Luke 4, verse 18 says, "He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free." In a People magazine interview, President Biden, the second Catholic to occupy the White House after John F. Kennedy, was asked, quote, "Given the stakes in the pandemic and the economic crisis, do you lean into prayer to help you lead?" End quote. Biden said, quote, "I don't want to proselytize. My religion, for me, is a safe place. I never miss Mass because I can be alone. Other people may meditate. For me, prayer gives me hope and it centers me." End quote. However, there is a clear disconnect between the Catholic Church and Biden's positions on abortion, contraception, homosexual marriage, and the transgender issue. In fact, his pro-abortion view caused him to be denied communion in 2019 at St. Anthony Catholic Church in South Carolina as he ran for president. On Wednesday, Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky grilled President Biden's nominee for Education Secretary, Miguel Cardona, about the insanity of allowing boys who are pretending to be girls to compete with biological girls in high school athletic events, reports Fox News. Listen to this tense exchange during Cardona's confirmation hearing before the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee.
"What do you think in general about boys running in girls' track meets like they've been doing in Connecticut?"
"I think that it's critically important that educators respect the rights of all students, including students who are transgender, and that they are afforded the opportunities that every other student has."
"Does it bother you that, like, the top 20% of boys running in track meets beat all of the girls in the state, and that it would completely destroy girls' athletics, that girls are being pushed out if they don't make the finals in the state meet, they don't get college scholarships, that it's really detrimental to girls' sports? Do you worry about having boys running girls' track meets?"
"I recognize and appreciate the concerns and the frustrations that are expressed."
Senator Paul would not let Miguel Cardona, the nominee for Education Secretary, off the hook.
"Do you think it's fair to have boys running in the girls' track meet?"
"I think it's the legal responsibility of schools to provide opportunities for students to participate in activities, and this includes students who are transgender."
"So you don't have a problem then with boys running in the girls' track meet, swimming meets, name it. You're okay then with boys competing with girls?"
"Respectfully, Senator, I think I answered the question. I believe schools should offer the opportunity for students to engage in extracurricular activities, even if they're transgender. I think that's their right."
"Well, a lot of us think that that's bizarre, you know, not very fair. I come from a family that has a lot of girls who have competed in college athletics, have been state champions, and frankly, some boy that's 6'2" competing against my 5'4" niece doesn't sound very fair. And you're going to run the Department of Education, you've got no problem with it. That concerns me."
Senator Paul offered his analysis about what middle America would think of this Biden transgender policy, which would destroy girls' athletics entirely.
"This kind of thing is going to lead to really just the vast majority of America just wondering, who are these people that think it's okay? From what planet are you from? I wonder where feminists are on this. I wonder where the people who supported women's sports are on this. A disconnect between what middle America and what most Americans actually believe. I even think most Democrats don't believe boys should run the girls' track meet."
Senator Paul, who was clearly disgusted by the policy advocated by Biden's nominee for Education Secretary, offered one last thought.
"I'm disappointed in the answer, and I just can't imagine that we're going to have a policy like that nationally."
Genesis 1, verse 27 says, "So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them." And finally, because Mike Lindell, the Christian founder of MyPillow, dared to speak out on behalf of former President Trump and against the Dominion voting systems machines, which might have rigged the 2020 presidential election, Kohl's, Bed Bath & Beyond, HEB Supermarket, and Wayfair have all boycotted his MyPillow products as a result. Appearing on the Washington Watch radio show, Lindell explained how the left is trying to cancel him right now.
We've got all the evidence now for these Dominion machines, and I'm going to get the word out, and I'm not backing down. Well, as soon as I went out very public about that, it was all within days. All of these box stores got attacked by bots and trolls. They're hired hit jobs by the left to cancel culture. They put out these fake people. They sit in a war room and they sit there and type up stuff. You know, I'm not buying product at your Bed Bath & Beyond if you have MyPillow. So they get attacked and these guys all live in fear. That's how cancel culture works. I talked to some of these CEOs. I had one CEO of a company in South Carolina. He has about 10 stores. I got him on the phone. I said, those aren't real people. Those aren't your customers. I said, look at your social media. Go down there. They got two friends. That's a bot or a troll. They're paid by these guys that sit in a room and they're paid their hit job. It should be illegal.
Lindell explained that these liberal CEOs are making decisions out of fear.
These stores that succumb to this, Bed Bath & Beyond, Kohl's, HEB, Wayfair, the Canadian Shopping Channel, they're the ones that end up losing because their real customers are very upset that they're doing this. I'm hearing it all over the country that they're, you know, cutting up credit cards. These CEOs just made decisions out of fear. We can't let this happen and have us canceled out.
And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, February 4th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.